This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I just have the need to just get right into some of this minutia that we have to deal with. The bizarre contortions that the left are going through to blame you for the virus because you selfishly refuse to submit to their fussy commands illustrates for the umpteenth time an undeniable fact about these fascist, curious creeps. See, I've taken the vaccine. No big deal. You don't want to take the vaccine. No big deal. I don't mind being around you. I don't mind hanging out with you, unmasked. Because viruses are going to do, number one, viruses are going to do what the viruses are going to do. And we have lived with disease since the existence of man. Plus, I still have this nagging feeling that rights, the natural rights that we're born with, extend to everybody, whether they take the vaccine or not. Now, on the left, they hate the idea of rights, and particularly your rights. And in fact, when they refer to rights, they often insist on encasing the word in quotation marks, as if it was some bizarre and alien concept of those Jesus gun truck cis-normative people from Iowa Bamaho, invented under the influence of moonshine and the Holy Spirit. Rights, they realize, are an intolerable obstacle to the things they want to do, especially when it's inferiors like yourself asserting said rights. And in this case, what they want to do is inject you, regardless of your choice, with a medicine that works intermittently, but they want to inject you with it because it's not preventing the virus, and therefore they need to prevent the virus. Gosh, my head hurts. It's like a brain freeze. It just won't go away when you consider what they do. They also want to wrap your face in a towel because that is the only thing that can protect them, despite the fact that their faces are wrapped in towels already, and this should protect them, and now my head really hurts. Now, it goes without saying that no one has a right to stick junk in your arm unless you give a thumbs up. I did because I chose to. You should if you choose to, and you shouldn't if you choose not to. And it's your right. See, that's the way this thing works. Which means that the lib sissies with nothing better to do than fret about what you're doing don't actually have a say in what you decide to do. Rights. That's something you get to do even if everyone else doesn't want you to do it. Not rights, or other people can vote to not let you do it. So how do rights work? And let's do this from the non-lawyer's perspective. Because the legal system is how we hash out rights and their effects, not on Twitter before a panel of robed blue checks. Now here's the leftist play. Leftists attempt to establish a basic principle such as, in some circumstances, vaccines can be made mandatory. I don't like that, but there is an elderly Supreme Court case saying so. Let's not argue the good or bad of it and deal with it. What the leftists will do is assert that principle and then stop. A court case said it could possibly be done, so it can always be done. No. That's not how that actually works. Notice how the leftist doesn't want to go through with the next part of the analysis, which is applying the law in the appropriate manner to the facts specific to this particular situation. Just because in some instances the government can do, it does not mean the government can always do it. Leftists like to forget that the application part because they can almost never satisfy the rigorous requirements to impinge on your rights. The state must have a compelling interest in whatever result it seeks to obtain from impinging on your rights. Compelling, not merely convenient or even wise or smart. Otherwise, you have rights right up until they become inconvenient. And those, by the way, are not rights at all. Not at all. The key to the compelling interest analysis is examining the specific facts. Now, in the VAX situation, we have a not very deadly virus, vaccines that aren't perfect, side effects, and variety of other factors weighing in on the issue. And these include people protecting themselves with vaccines, masks, and hiding in their crappy apartments with their cats watching Mad Al and crying because no one will ever love them. That case where it was allowed involves smallpox with a 30% fatality rate. You basically get the vaccine or you catch it, and one in three people die from it. COVID has a minuscule fatality rate, approaching a statistical 0% if you are vaccinated. So how compelling is the interest if you have a disease that's probably not going to kill you unless you are already sick? You see this happen all the time. You see people die of the same thing that they're dying from COVID. They'll get out there and say, he died of complications brought about by an operation, or he died of complications brought about by kidney failure. Which means that particularly did not kill them, but everything else, the cascade it set off, did. And unfortunately, when we come to the end of our life, that is probably something that is going to happen. It's going to manifest in many, many different ways, but it's probably something that's going to happen. But, so how compelling is the interest in this? We call this distinguishing the cases. Precedent is important, but it only applies where the facts are similar. Different facts, potentially a different result. Just because an interest can be compelling, in theory, does not make it so in every case. And that leads to the next part of the process. Typically, courts being asked to implicate a fundamental right, like not to have something injected in your body against your will, require the state to prove that its plan is at least restrictive alternative. You don't go from 0 to 60 when it comes to right. You have to first go to right, you have to go to 10. So they have to show not only a compelling interest, and I mean really compelling, but that its plan is the only possible way to achieve the necessary result. But the left doesn't even try to do that. They attempt to establish a basic principle, but never actually apply it. They just assume it applies because it could, possibly. This is very common when leftists challenge fundamental rights. For instance, when they talk about your right to keep and bear arms, they will point to the rare situations where someone might not be allowed to keep and bear arms, and then assume that this applies in every situation. We can keep felons from having guns, so we can regulate guns however we want and take your AR-15. The giveaway to look for is when they focus entirely on the exceptions to the right rather than the basic principle embodied by the right itself. They never want to talk about that. With guns, it's a few times guns can be regulated. With free speech, it's always that idiotic fire in a crowded theater thing from a long superseded case where the SCOTUS allowed the government to jail you for protesting the government. No wonder the leftists love that one. And the default is the right. It's only in the rarest of circumstances that the right can be overcome. And then there's the, well, with rights come responsibilities nonsense. No, they don't. They're rights, and that means the debate is over. The rights won. There's no responsibility to not exercise your rights, since the purpose of rights is to ensure you get to exercise them even if everyone else disagrees. Reject this bizarre attempt to turn Spider-Man's Uncle Ben's hack cliche into constitutional law. And there's not a balancing test. The balancing test was completed when the right became a right and the right won. Rights are never balanced. Policies are balanced. The point of rights is that they're established. They aren't to be reasonably regulated. Rights are by nature unreasonable. Rights only matter when they allow someone to do something no one else agrees with. Otherwise, they're not rights. They're mere privileges. What good is a right that can be taken away on a whim? It saddens me to see so many people willing to give up their freedoms that people died for in order to exercise their power over other citizens. Your duty is to never allow it to fight back and to refuse to accept the premise that your rights may be disregarded the minute they become inconvenient. Your rights are not beside the point. They never have been. They're never going to be. Your rights are exactly the point. The only point. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Coming to you from wherever I'm at right now. This is Gunner's News Hour. Representative Cori Bush, or Democrat, Wokistan. Is honest. She's an honest politician. She's a narcissistic, egomaniacal, histrionic, manic, intellectually corrupt, and has delusions of grandeur, but she is absolutely honest. And the great thing about her honesty is that when it comes to every Democrat, progressive, and leftist politician, she says the quiet part out loud. The quiet part, we've all known about the quiet part. It's the one that says that the high-level leftists, the ones who want to take your car, your air conditioner, your heating, your guns, your health care, your travel rights, and your money, don't have to abide by their own rules. Rules are for the little people. And when it comes to Bush's need for personal security guards while she's defunding your police, she is very happy to explain to you, you idiots, why she's so special. But I have a question for you before we go to what she would say to this. Have you ever seen a tax the rich at a certain point you've made enough money leftist when he or she comes into money ever redistribute a single penny of that wealth? I don't have time to wait for you to think about this. Bernie Sanders, who yearns for Cuban socialism, started raking in money for his bucks. He bought a sports car and now he owns three houses. Al Gore, who insists that you give up your car and heated and air-conditioned homes to save the world. He made $330 million selling carbon offsets and unloading his current TV channel to Al Jazeera, which the oil-producing slave-owning Carter's fund. And then he went big on real estate. And he hasn't redistributed a penny. Barack Obama, the one who said at a certain point you've made enough money, quickly escalated his net worth to more than $70 million thanks to Netflix and book deals, and he, like Gore, went on a real estate buying binge, including an oceanfront home where the climate change is supposed to happen. And he also does not redistribute his money. But you talk about the Clintons, but they're in the decline, so let's leave them. And we could go on and on and on. The list is endless. Leftists during their tenure in politics pushed socialist redistributive policy. Then when they hit the private sector, they get the book deals and the TV gigs, hugely compensated speeches, pushing all of them into being multimillionaires. Biden didn't wait till he left politics. He's been doing it all along. The message is that they're special beings sent to the political world to save you, the little people, through socialism. Once done, they can retreat to their multimillion-dollar Mount Olympus retreat, rub shoulders with Hollywood stars, attend royal weddings, and throw lavish birthday parties for themselves, complete with hundreds of servants, right up until even they realize that's tacky when their own party is back to masks and lockdowns. If you challenge them over their hypocrisy, they deny it. They clothe themselves in the mantle of self-sacrifice. They'll brush past the charges and remind everyone of all the good things they've done and about the money they give to a charity, which is only a minute portion. But this is not Cori Bush's style. Back to her. Cori Bush is the first-term congresswoman for Missouri's 1st Congressional District, St. Louis mostly. She's a registered nurse, a pastor, and most importantly, a very hard-left activist who came to political prominence following the Ferguson riots that followed after Michael Brown robbed a store, tried to steal a police officer's weapon, and was killed in the resulting struggle. The BLM lie was that he had his hands up and said, "Don't shoot." Bush rode that lie into Congress and has been one of the loudest advocates for defunding police all over America. Thanks to the effects of this policy, poor and middle-class people have been slaughtered in Democrat-run American cities in unprecedented numbers. Many parts of cities like Chicago and New York are like war zones, only scarier. Once she got in the House, Bush quickly joined the squad, became one of its most outspoken members, and for that, we should be grateful because, like I said, Bush is honest. This honesty, this lack of presence or awareness is always refreshing simply because of what it reveals. So when she was asked about the exorbitant $70,000 she has spent for personal security just to this point in 2021, she didn't mumble and stumble about denying it or deflect the question or talk about the good of the people. No, this is not Miss Bush's style. In manic fashion, complete with delusions of grandeur, she spelled it out. She's special. You're not. Her life means more and must be protected so that she can use her special energy-pushing policies that deny you any protection. And if you don't understand that, you want her dead, and there's something wrong with you. So, without me talking anymore about it, let's just quote Representative Cori Bush on this response to the question. Verbatim. They would rather I die. You would rather me die. Is that what you want to see? You want to see me die? You know, because that could be the alternative. So either I spend $70,000 on private security over the last few months, and I'm here standing now and able to speak, able to help save 11 million people from being evicted, or I could possibly have a death attempt on my life. And we're also talking about the same exact people who say horrible things about me, who lied to build up their base, and then because they lie about me, I receive death threats. Now, they don't address the fact that I receive death threats after they go on air and say horrible things about me, but then they want to say, oh, but she needs private security. I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country, the fact that they don't care about this black woman that has put her life on the line, they can't match my energy, first of all. This black woman who puts her life on the line, they don't care that I could be taken out of here. They actually probably are okay with that. But this is the thing. I won't let them get that off. You can't get that off. I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I've had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. And there's too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000 or if I spend $10 more on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up. And defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into special safety nets because we're trying to save lives. Can't make this stuff up. She actually said that. She honestly believes that. She honestly believes that she has a special purpose. That she was put here by a divine being to be who she is. And that no one else can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you your government at work. This is what it has become. A bunch of selfies. A bunch of people who sit around and think they're a bunch of things they're not. If she wasn't being taxpayer funded, it'd almost be funny. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New data shows that more children are catching the dangerous Delta virus. Some are sick in intensive care with COVID-19. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. Governor Ron DeSantis, who is opposed to vaccination or mask mandates, acknowledges that the people who are now in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Had they not been vaccinated, they think that the disease would have progressed much worse. So we're going to continue doing that and continue in providing whatever help we can.
A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlam pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. As a part of his plea deal, he agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution for damage he inflicted upon the Capitol. Video evidence shows Fairlam yelling at officers, "You have no idea what the bleep you're talking about." He then shoves an officer and punches a second one. More than 135 officers were injured while responding to the January 6th riot by supporters of former President Trump. One Capitol officer, Brian Sicknick, who was pepper sprayed during the violence, died a day later after having two strokes. A medical officer in Washington, D.C., said his death was natural, but the riots did play a role in his condition.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, the premise of any lives matter, right? You know, we're being told that we are out there just randomly killing black and brown people all the time. All lives matter. You racists that are out there claiming otherwise, all lives matter. And for you, the ones that are making that claim, a lot of you ignore a lot of things. Ignore a lot of horrific outrages. Like, I'll bet most people don't know the name of a woman who was beheaded recently in Minnesota, or that of the killer. The victim was a Cuban immigrant, and her name was America Thayer. Her killer, Alexis Sabaret, he was out on bail for arson and is a serial domestic abuser. Why wasn't he in jail? Well, many journalists and other Democrats like to pretend that some arsonists are mostly peaceful. Now, Ms. Thayer, he was Cuban, which technically you would say to yourself, oh, that probably makes her brown person, Latinx, right? Ah. She didn't look exactly ethnic. So maybe if she had a different skin pigmentation, or if the murder weapon was a gun instead of a machete, and the killer had been a white cop instead of a known criminal, there would have been more coverage and people would know their names. I mean, how barbaric is it to consider in 2021 that in a city in the United States of America, a criminal would be on the streets loose with a machete cutting heads off of people. America Thayer was 55 years old. She was dragged from her car, and she was attacked, and then her body was left on the pavement in Shakopee, Minneapolis, on Wednesday. So says the report. Police said Alexis Sabaret, 42, was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of second-degree murder after her grisly death as officers recovered a large knife in an alley near the scene. Alexis Sabaret, the man accused of beheading a Minnesota woman, had a history of domestic abuse. See, here's the thing where things this is where things see, crime is like a drug ascendancy. I don't know if any, and since I've never done this, I don't know what the hierarchy would be. But I would almost be willing to bet that most people that start out becoming heroin addicts or who become heroin addicts started out smoking weed or doing something that would be considered a softer drug. Now, domestic abuse, as bad as that is nowhere near as hacking somebody's head off with a machete is. So Alexis has graduated from the very violent to the extreme violent. The Democrats always do these things crazy. In California, they've caused shoplifting to skyrocket since they decriminalized thefts under $950. So if you go into any store in California, especially San Francisco, you can push in a shopping cart, take your calculator with you, stop at $949.99, steal that, go fence it, go buy your next fix, wake up, wash, rinse, repeat. Now, these same people pretend that they will solve the problem by going after organized shoplifters. The unorganized shoplifters will still be above the law. Do you believe that these people who are shoplifters only shoplift? They don't jaywalk. You know, they're not domestic abusers. They don't rob people. They only shoplift. The Biden administration, along with sanctuary cities and states, decide not to enforce immigration law that Congress has passed. And in a gigantic surprise, illegal immigration has soared along with gun running, drug running, and human smuggling. The cartels are very happy with our president right now. Murder charges that were dropped in St. Louis, because the district attorney forgot to send a prosecutor who was out on maternity leave. So nobody showed up to court three or four times. And they finally dropped the case on the murderer. Now, of course, Kim Gardner in St. Louis is under fire because they dropped charges against an accused killer. The accused killer, Brandon Campbell, was released from jail and is out there in St. Louis somewhere, probably preying on black people. The judge noted in his order that the prosecutor who was assigned to the case was on maternity leave for 3 months and said the office had not replaced her. Democrats, including Joe Biden, support cashless bail, where you essentially go into jail, get processed, go out of jail. The violent protesters and radical leftist groups were constantly set free no matter how many buildings, how many public, how much property they destroyed, and how many cops they injured. So, how often do we see murders and other violent crimes committed by career criminals? As rioters and looters have turned many American cities into mob turf, ostensibly to express their outrage at the criminal justice system and law enforcement, Joe Biden and the cashless bail policy have already added fuel to the infernos in places like Minneapolis and New York. The police budgets have been cut in L.A., New York, Minneapolis, while they're repeating the talking points that white cops are racist. Most journalists and other Democrats supported these actions and talking points against the police. The funny part about this is most of the people doing the talking are white. So what are they saying? Are they saying that they are above the fray? That they are somehow an enlightened being? That they, too, are not systemically racist? even though the Democrats own most of the system. And that's the admission that it just doesn't get hammered home enough. Now, the defunding is popular in the polls, so while the Democrats push it, then they say the Republicans did it. And when they say the Democrats, they say the Republicans are lying when they say the Democrats are defunding. Then spokespuppet Ginger Goebbels and others often claim that the Republicans defund the police because they didn't vote for the $1.9 trillion slush fund that said nothing about police funding. There have been many investigations into January the 6th, where four died of natural causes and an unarmed veteran was ambushed by a cop. But Democrats in Congress decide they need to showcase this with a partisan commission. But despite all the people they were telling us that were dying from COVID, the Democrats would not show up to try to discern the origin of the virus. Recently, the Attorney General Merrick Garland has issued an order for the IRS to turn over tax records of former President Donald Trump to the Democrats for another investigation. So right now, they're not interested in running the country. They're interested in their power. They want to destroy Trump. And they're more concerned about the next elections and people dying or Fauci lying about taxpayer funding going to Wuhan lab or the massive Biden family corruption or the destructive riots or the abdication of the oath by the president himself. They're just not interested in any of that. So I look at this. It doesn't amuse me to look at this, but I just, how far do they think they're going to be able to push us before they get to the one point they weren't expecting to go? Because it's not something you can control once it goes into motion. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's an old saying, he who pays the piper calls the tune. In England, the doctors and nurses and hospitals all get their money from the government. And that's all that matters to them, rather than the fact that the British people, who pay the taxes, actually fund those paychecks. So with their loyalty to the British government that writes the checks, rather than the public that funds the checks, we get this. And this, if this ever gets here, if nothing else happens, and we don't go to that point of it being a hot civil war, this would be the one. This would be the one. Recently, a gaggle of nurses earnestly told a pregnant mother that she had no rights in her baby once it was born. And it was going to get a COVID test, or the British version of Child Protective Services would be all over that family. This, by the way, is what the Democrats want for you. Zemek News explains what's happening, which is otherwise a little confusing because the people who are talking over each other and the mom and dad have strong Cockney accents. This was based off of a video interview. A video out of the UK shows NHS nurses demanding to COVID test the newborn baby, claiming it's not the mother's property once outside the womb, and then threatening to report her to social services for refusing. The shocking video, which was posted to Twitter, shows a heavily pregnant mother in a hospital bed being lectured by nurses about how it's mandatory for the baby to be given a COVID test immediately after birth. "It's my property," states the mother, to which one of the nurses responds, "So you will while the baby's in your abdomen." The mother asserts, "So you're saying once the baby comes out, it's not my property no more. "Yes, it is. I gave birth to it. It's got my blood running through it." Now, the mother, who was apparently close to giving birth, is getting more and more upset. The nurses, instead of offering an explanation for the policy, or some empathy, or even some sympathy, continue to insist the baby's getting tested whether the other likes it or not. Now, this is a peculiar stance, given that the most newborns who test positive for the coronavirus have very mild symptoms, or none at all, and recover, although serious cases have occurred. Since January 4, 2020, here in the U.S., only 124 children in the entire 0 to 4 age group have died, although it's unclear whether they died with or from COVID, and how many were newborn infants. Now, every child's death is a tragedy without a doubt, but we're talking 124 children out of roughly 23.6 million children 5 and under. In percent form, that's 0.0005%. The baby's father eventually says that they're leaving the hospital, at which point the nurses make the ultimate threat. The parents' objections are going to be documented and passed along to the safeguarding team, which is their version of Child Protective Services. Now, I have to say that I have problems with Child Protective Services. I've never actually had a run-in with them. I've known a few parents that have done things that were quite innocuous with nothing behind it whatsoever. But in this age of we're watching you kind of thing, when they get embroiled with the Child Protective Services, you know, and it's over stuff like taking a blow dryer away from a teenage girl, using it over a sink full of water, or punishing a boy by giving him water instead of milk for one lunch, or struggling with a child suffering from night terrors. The night terrors thing, which is a very common thing, also leads to the most weird application of Child Protective Services because of the, you know, you're sitting there, you're trying to get your kid to go to sleep, because kid needs to go to sleep, right? But you need to sleep too. So then you end up sleeping with your child. And, which that has been redubbed co-sleeping or something like that. And then they put some weird sexual connotation to it. Because you're trying to get your child to get some sleep, trying to calm the night terrors, you're trying to get some sleep yourself. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what your intention is or anything else. They're going to tell you what it is. So Child Protective Services, when they come in there and they'll get in there and in some cases they'll say, well, that's not, what you did isn't wrong, but they'll keep dogging you and second-guessing you for years after that begins. So the children learned over the course of time that they could get anything they want from their parents by threatening to call the Child Protective Services. And they taught their school friends that cool trick, too. One of mine tried that on us. He wasn't serious. So I decided to play it back at him and say, hey, okay, well, that's good. Cool. We'll go ahead and call them. And when they take you away to a place where, they can take you, but they don't get to take any of your stuff. I'll be keeping that. And you'll be going somewhere where you don't know nobody. Bye. You know the number? that whole second guessing thing with parenthood, the idea that a governmental agency can do a one size fits all and make it work for every child is just crazy. And CPS will sometimes put children with drug addicts because they have a bias in favor of mothers. But if the mother happens to be a prostitute and takes the child for some on-the-job training to her tricks and while she's scoring her next fix, and in that particular jurisdiction, true story, the rule sort of seems if she aborts it, no problem. If she abuses it, also no problem. Now, within the National Health Service, okay, it gets better. Not only can they COVID test your baby, if you're old, they can kill you. But when you bring your children into the world, you have no say over them. And much the same is true in Democrat enclaves all over America, where abortions and birth control pills freely available to teens and tweens without parental knowledge or consent. And the thing that you have to remember here is the state does not love you. As long as the state has money, it will keep its promises to care for you. Like in Europe, when America took care of its defense costs during the Cold War, leaving European nations more money to fund their medical care. But the moment that money starts running out, the state does not have an incentive to be efficient, inventive, or courageous. Their only interest is in keeping their paychecks coming, and to heck with you. And if you doubt what I'm saying, look at education today. Teachers unions across America, the minute COVID hit our shores, they destroyed children's education, their emotional health, without ever having a break in their paychecks. Their priority is not your children, but their pocketbook. And going back to the premise of everything, all of this becomes more finalized and more realistically achievable if they ever disarm us. Because there's certain lines that certain people won't go beyond. If a hospital was going to kill one of my kids, here we go. I always suspected it might end this way. But I will defend my child to my last breath. My grandchildren to my last breath, if that's what it takes. There will be no usurpation of responsibility in order for the state to do whatever the state deems. In these areas where they don't have bills of rights, the little thin facade that we are existing behind right now, they don't even pretend. They don't even pretend. And that's the scariest part for me. They believe that it's perfectly okay. Which means now that instead of us being able to do something gradually, we may get pushed to a point one day where things have to go kinetic. And kinetic would be bad. It'd be bad for them. That's the part they don't quite understand. They think they're going to win by default, even though they don't even understand how that would be fought, how it would be waged, how it would be pushed. We'll be back again next week. Between now and then, keep your eyes open, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.